This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind on this Tuesday edition of What's on Your Mind? That's the name of the program for a very important reason. We love finding out what's on your mind. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. 800-228-0550. You can text Todd or I. Todd at 226-8503. 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Okay, text us. Can't call us. Do we have time to answer our phone, Todd? I don't think we do. We're busy doing lots of radio shows. Right? Yeah. What can we do? We're hard at it. Is Todd gone today?
I'm here.
It's kind of quiet up
here. I'm here.
I wonder if you were taking a nap or something. No time for a nap either, do you?
No. No. Not even close.
Exactly right. And there's already a call from Valley City. Got to get to that call. See, they're pouring in. We have a busy show today. So I do have a question for you, and you can text it in. You can email it in, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can call it in anytime during the program. About a month and some change left in the legislative session, and just working on the calendar right now, want to make sure we get the issues focused on that you're concerned about. So if there are any particular pieces of legislation, any particular industries you're concerned about, let us know where you want some focus. Maybe it's a specific bill number. I had some folks, actually what made me think of this was some folks today were asking about the casino legislation and this back and forth that's going on with the committee and a do not pass. When we've talked about the casino proposal, 2-1, folks have been in favor of it. And right now, it looks as though a House committee is sort of turning against it. But anyway, it's still all part of the process and the things that they're doing. But seems like after initially being thumbs up in the House, that there is some things that are going on here that are, you know, kind of back and forth. I don't know. I don't know where it's going to go. But that'd be an example, for instance. And I think that one is the latest, I guess, what they did on that one is they, you know, there'd been some suggestion that this was about retaliation against the native-owned casinos. And right now, the legislation asks voters whether to amend the state constitution to allow up to 6 state-owned casinos away from Native American reservations and the state's larger cities. All right? That was how it was introduced. The committee changed the legislation. And that was an amendment that Al Carlson put forward that says 6 privately owned casinos cannot be built within 40 miles of a reservation. Doesn't include any other, you know, larger city restrictions. So that'll bring some opposition from charitable gaming, of course. But anyway, that's just one issue. And if there are others that you'd like us to cover, 701-226-8503. You can text Todd, 701-367-2054. You can text me, or you can call us at 800-228-0550. But just wanted to let you know we welcome those. We're brought to you in part today by the Titan Outlet Store. You know the folks that have wholesale pricing on used ag equipment that comes with a warranty, a money-back guarantee? That's how they do business with Titan. World-class, thoroughly inspected, used agriculture equipment at outlet prices. Check out their inventory, TitanOutletStore.com. Guaranteed iron, outlet prices. I'll give you a number in a minute. You can also stop and see them south of I-94, Minnesota Exit 6 in Glendon, or call them at 218-233-3700. Might ask them about that 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 tractor we've been talking about. That baby is fantastic. 124.6 for that one. And it qualifies for the Titan 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down. Gets you an excellent planter, sprayer, harvest tractor. Great return on investment. Check that one out. Tell them Scott sent you, get an additional 11% off. See what I'm talking about on outlet pricing? You betcha. Later this hour, Brad Berry will join us. How many hockey fans out there? There's a great hockey coach right there, Brad Berry, who is taking his University of North Dakota hockey team into the NCAA tournament. 15 straight years UND's been there. 15 straight years under coaches Blaze, Hextall, and Berry. Pretty incredible accomplishment there, I'll tell you. We'll talk with him about the big game Friday against BU. And recap last weekend's game against Duluth. Ed Schaefer, former Secretary of the Department of Agriculture, will talk about if he were President Trump's Ag Secretary, would he be okay with his budget? Talk a little trade, too. And look forward to catching up with former Governor Schaefer. John Trandum will be here. John is a District 45 Republican chairman. You may remember him as the famous delegate that put Donald Trump over the hump for the Republican nomination. There's an Austrian television network that's here covering John and his family. I guess they were looking for a Midwestern, middle-class Christian family that supported President Trump. And they found John, and so they're covering him. So how about that? I'm looking forward to hearing about that today. Last thing I want to tell you about related to the Dakota Access Pipeline Project, as we find ourselves in day 223. On day 223, look what's happening. 12 noon, Morton County Sheriff's Department and the North Dakota Highway Patrol announcing the complete reopening of 1806. Fort Rice to Cannonball Bridge, noon today. All part of that scheduled final phase of the multi-phase approach to the opening of the highway. All pilot cars, portable traffic barriers removed, regular traffic flow consumes. Yeah, baby! We need like a hockey horn for that, Todd. Don't we? Find me a hockey horn. Blow the horn like a big goal just happened right now. Obviously, you still want to use caution. You still want to, you know, follow the traffic regulations. I mean, I know you're excited, but follow the rule because follow the laws of the road and the rules because the North Dakota Highway Patrol and the Morton County Sheriff's Department will be increasing patrols in that area, keeping an eye out for any illegal behavior. And speaking of illegal behavior, we have called the actions of the protesters. They call themselves water protectors. They call themselves protesters. But guess what we call them here at this program? Eco-terrorists. Why? Because that's what they are. Eco, as they think in the name of the earth and the land, they're going to protect us from fossil fuels while they use them to fly all over the country to raise money to harass North Dakotans. Therefore, they make me mad, as you can tell. Anyway, get a load of this. Here's a story. Amy Dalrymple put this out at 8:15 last night for News Service. Morton County, North Dakota. Recent coordinated physical attacks along the Dakota Access Pipeline route have posed threats to life, physical safety, and the environment. See, these eco-terrorists, just like in their little encampment, they don't much care about anything other than saying they're protecting the water. What they're about, folks, is the money. Show me the money, 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 money. You have two things to find out, Todd. The hockey horn for 1806 reopening and money, 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 money. Because every time we talk about the eco-terrorists, that's what we can say. Can you find that, Todd? Money. You know, with the change in the background, I know you're up to it. I know you are.
Well, there's a few different, you know, songs that work.
Call the radio god. Can find it. I know he can. Money, 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 money. There he is. See right there. It's exactly what this whole thing is about. And a few people get the money, 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 money. So a few people have a lot of the money, 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 money. They give it to a few others, and then they decide how to spend it. Yeah. And then there's a whole bunch of poor, defenseless folks that get sucked into the vortex and to turn their life upside down. Running around, going into camps, and, you know, it's a bad deal. Anyway, the story goes on to say, this was filed Monday in court yesterday. The company filed a sealed motion to keep most of its latest construction status report confidential, citing the recent attacks. The document, which is mostly redacted, did not specify where or when the attacks have occurred. But they're not going to do any good. They're not stopping anything, but they're trying. Folks, this is eco-terrorism. This is eco-terrorism. We'll have more on this in the coming days, but trust me, there's eco-terrorism here. That's what they're doing. So they'd love nothing more to have an explosion of some kind. Well, how else can you explain what they've done? And then a bunch of oil spills, and then they go, ha-ha, see? Can't make it up. You can't make it up. Eco-terrorists, day 223, holding North Dakota hostage, and I'm tired of it. And I want to get to the bottom of the truth. I want to know where every penny has come from. I want to know how they do what they do. And I want this to end with something very clear. Never again. Not here. Not on our watch. Goodbye. To Valley City we go when we come back. And others welcome at 800-228-0550. Chris Berg coming up too for Point of View at the end of the program.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here. You know, I've really enjoyed my conversations with Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I've learned a lot about hot tub use. I have one myself. I absolutely love it. And the one thing Vince says that's really stuck with me is how every day is made better. Well, I agree with that. I love it. Then I heard the story of Dave, and I say, nothing compares to this. He credits what he's able to do every day to a hot spring spa. Every day made better. Right, Dave?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been busted up for most of my life. Had a oil rig accident back in the 80s where it broke my back and bones in my feet and my ankles. And, you know, now that I'm 57 years old, arthritis has kind of set in and, you know, just not as physically fit as I once was. So I get up every day pretty much in some sort of pain somewhere throughout my body. So I go right to the hot tub. I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
How's that for every day made better? Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Next to Spitfire, West Fargo, in front of Sam's Club, Bismarck, the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot, and South Washington, Grand Forks, in front of Kmart.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
About the Judge Gorsuch controversy or whatever. What the Republicans are going by is Joe Biden in June of 1992 under George Bush came up with the Biden rule that since the president was in his last year of office, let the next election decide. If a Democrat wins, they can put in the judge. or if a Republican wins, let that next person put in the judge. So everybody supported that, and Ruth Ginsburg was put into office in August of 93, a Democrat under Bill Clinton, and George Bush, a Republican, did not get to elect a judge. So I guess if that was fair then, it's fair now. Thank you.
Very good summary of the hypocrisy that often grips the swamp. Some of you, as fans of Donald J. Trump, may be saying, oh, just dial it back a little, right? Just kind of, whoa, a few less tweets, don't take them on, you know, whatever. He has to. Everything he promised he would do will be harder to complete with the swamp being the swamp. And the swamp is people that have been there too long, both parties, I might add, and that awful, ridiculous, dishonest media. So he takes them on. I'm glad he takes them on. He's taking on, you know, folks like Dianne Feinstein right this very second, right now. Listen to it.
That was the McCain Amendment prohibiting torture and confining it to the Army Field Manual.
Yes.
And the Graham Amendment, which would bar habeas.
She's finding some memo that he authored for a congressional committee a while ago now and trying to play gotcha.
Habeas corpus, right?
Oh, yeah.
To file in a court of law and challenge
you bad person.
Their conditions of detention. So that was looked at as offsetting McCain, but basically preventing habeas corpus from being used. And, of course, it was overturned by the court.
Senator, you're absolutely right. That it was eventually litigated, as all these things are. It was a bipartisan effort, and it was between the Department of Defense. The Department of Defense wanted congressional approval for something so that they knew what the rules would be. They were desperate to have some congressional involvement and investment in this process. And as a lawyer, that's all I was. I was a lawyer for a client, right? I was advising them on how to go about doing that legally in conjunction with Senator Graham's office and others.
This guy is really, really good. Really good. You know, that's a nothing burger they clearly don't have much, but he's handling himself very well in the early stages here. Just wanted to let you know. Gene in Valley City, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Good morning, Scott. You're talking about the money.
Money.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got a DVD about the war on police. And in that DVD, it says that George Soros funded Black Lives Matter for, I think it's like $32.6 million. So if that's true, how do they know that? And if it's true, why isn't Soros in prison for funding domestic terrorism? What is going on here?
All good questions. I want congressional hearings on this stuff. Right? I think it needs to be fully investigated and dug into and pull the strings and call people in under oath so you can ask questions. Couldn't agree anymore. I mean, George Soros ties to Ferguson. George Soros ties to Black Lives Matter. By the way, Black Lives Matter was here. Did everybody remember? Black Lives Matter was here as part of the protest. They were also doing training on MSNBC. They were, you know, some deal where they had, you know, Dakota Access Pipeline protest folks. I don't remember if it was Chairman Archambault or who, getting training on MSNBC. Here's what you do to get yourself some attention, get the media, you know, so they're all in this together.
Scott, would you like that DVD? I can drop it off at the station today.
Sure, I'd love to see it. Absolutely.
All right, I'll drop it off at the flag.
All right. You can do that, 3301 University Drive, South Fargo, or 3550 East Rosser. Either one. Right there in Bismarck.
Thank you.
Yep.
3500, 3550 is the collection group there. I don't know if they want it.
Maybe they do. 3550. I don't know why I have 3550.
Yeah, that's the
3500 East Rosser. Don't go.
I forget the name of their. Yeah. I forget the name of their deal. But, yeah.
Tim in Colm, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I'm sitting here. I'll make this quick. Last week on NPR, they've been running this series on the first 100 days of Trump. Last week they had a Dapple protester and a Black Lives Matter protester, and they're glamorizing protesting. Never mind what happens to the landowner or the company or people that are driving down the freeway. They're glamorizing this stuff. Last night they had on a deal. Their program was about Trump and Russia, and they're saying anyone who votes for Trump, who voted for Trump, is pro-Russian, pro-Putin, anti-environment, is a racist. So that means most of North Dakota and South Dakota and Montana and so forth were all of those things. This is a dishonest press.
Well, you said it was NPR?
On National Public Radio. They got a program on that comes out at 7 o'clock at night, Monday through Thursday. Listen to it. You won't believe
I don't need my blood pressure off the charts from that crap. It's crap. It's propaganda. That's all it is. It's, I don't mind being sort of aware kind of what they're doing, but it's ridiculous. And I can find it about every article I read. It's just, fake news is everywhere. It's ridiculous. And I would argue everything you described was the Bismarck Tribune through the good chair of the whole Dakota Access Pipeline protest. You know, I mean, they were doing the same thing. K-Fire TV go down and say, okay, let's just do a Facebook Live and let the Chairman Archibald say whatever he wants. Oh, that's journalism now. Grab the camera, stick it in somebody's face, they say whatever they want. And ask him some, phony baloney questions that he probably handed them before or asked them to ask. I mean, it's some of it is bias. Some of it is, amateur hour. Right. You don't have necessarily the best folks in the best positions. But I don't care. You're taking a sacred trust that, OK, we're the media. We're out there to, be the arbiter, call balls and strikes and get to the truth. Right. Journalists. And you're just an arm of the propaganda is all you are. But
I got to let you go, Scott. I got a calf that came out of the gate here. Glad to let you go. Thanks.
A calf got out of the gate? Oh, I hope we didn't cause that. Jeff and Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, quickly.
How many barrels of Bakken crude are going to be on the Dakota Access Pipeline per day? Do we have a hard number?
Somewhere, somehow, but honestly, it's lost in my cranium somewhere. I don't remember the number. I could find out pretty quick.
I'd like to know because I've asked PSD, I've asked Lynn Helms, and nobody can give me a hard number because I'd like that tax revenue.
Yeah, I think that it's up to 200,000 barrels a day.
Let's get a hard number from the media.
Yeah, it's more than that. It's more than that because we've got a million barrels. I don't remember the number. I'll check it out. I'll have it by hopefully when I get back. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, The service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Okay, so it is. Here's the question to the listeners: a query about how many barrels per day the Dakota Access Pipeline will carry. 470,000 barrels initially, but capacity up to 570,000 barrels per day. Okay? So it was a half a million number. A little better. Think about that, though. Right now we're doing a million barrels a day, just under a million barrels a day in production, and this thing can carry half of our production in a day. One pipeline. Pretty extraordinary project. And it makes all the difference in the world. To North Dakotans, your bottom line, I mean, mineral owners, the economy, what comes into the state over and over and over again. So it is a big deal. It really is. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Now Valley Dairy Stores in the Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, and the Northern Valley are part of the PetroServe USA family, too. And 4 for $4 all day, every day. Pizza, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies. 4 items for $4. I got a busy day. That might just be my lunch right there. And always some great specials. Good folks at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Well, we're gearing up for another NCAA regional hockey tournament in North Dakota. There's some March Madness for you right here in North Dakota, for crying out loud. And the coach of the UND hockey team, Brad Berry's with us on our newsmaker line. Hey, Brad, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Scott?
Doing fantastic. How does it feel for a 15th year in a row to be in the tournament?
Oh, it feels great. You know, obviously, that's early in the year in August when we all get here together. So we have a bunch of goals to try to get to, and that's obviously one of them. You know, the standard, the bar has been set that every year that we want to make the national tournament. And this year was a little bit different than last year. It was a little bit harder. We were scratching the clawing all year and finally made it. So we're excited about it. We know we got more work ahead of us coming here.
What's different from last year, other than a whole lot of talent headed for the NHL? But, I mean, the obvious things. So what's different between the teams, would you say?
I think just the experience, the leadership, we only have really one active senior that's in our lineup that's playing. And you know, when you look at Duluth and, you know, some of the other teams that we've played, they have 8 or 9 seniors, and that's a big deal. That's huge. And I think it goes to say, you know, how our group has matured through the season, not only on the ice, but off the ice. And we're at that level now. Like, we're playing our best hockey right now, and our leaders are leading by committee, you know, and that means some of our younger guys taking a bigger role on the leadership side that normally you don't. So, again, like I said, when in college hockey, when you're playing against guys that are 23, 24 years old sometimes, we don't have that luxury right now just because of our, you know, we lost 9 guys last year and it decimated us to that point. So our guys have done a tremendous job. And I think the biggest difference from last year is that we had that built-in leadership of older guys, and now our younger guys are pushing.
if you have to choose, okay, my team is going to be made up of talent versus leadership, and obviously you want both, but, you know, is leadership what ultimately brings you to the promised land of the national championship? Is that the top of the list?
I firmly believe so. We call it culture, character and culture. You know, the biggest thing is you do need skill. Yeah, that's 100%. You do need skill. But the other thing, too, is at this time of year, you know, you throw stats aside. You know, if you're first in the country in this category or that category, the intangible right now is heart and character. And we've had, you know, you look at the names coming through our program with Connor Gorder, Steph Patton, those type of players that came through our program that weren't highly visible players early in their careers, but as they went on, they were our leaders of our team. And that's what shines. And that's what wins. You know, last year we had Greg Kadula being a senior. Obviously, he was very skilled, but he had a heart of a lion. And then you had Colt Sanderson, Brent Chizik, Colt St. Clair. Those guys kind of drove the bus. And again, from the leadership standpoint. So I firmly believe it's character, which is part of your culture.
Chad in Fargo, question for Coach Bradbury on what's on your mind. Go ahead, Chad.
Good morning, Coach. You're one heck of a coach. You have Coach of the Year for me every year. But I got a question, two questions for you. The WCHA and the Big Ten are trying to go put their everything, the tournament style, back to the college deal. What's your take on that? And also, is Fulman, is he, what's the status on him?
Well, first of all, thank you for your support. You know, obviously, it's people like you, and we're looking forward to Fargo this weekend because it's people like you that support us and are a big reason why we have success. So thank you there. As far as the home sites for playoffs, I'm a big believer in it. I think you play the games. That's why you play the games, is you try to earn that right to host. And as you saw in Michigan Tech this past weekend, I think it was a great student athlete experience and a fan experience to be involved in that. And again, I think you do earn that right to be on your home site if you do. So I'm a big proponent of that. The other thing is Tucker Pullman. We're going through the week here. You know, he's getting better every day, and there's a good chance that he'll be available here. So you know, we want to make sure that it's, you know, he's ready to go, and we're looking after him as well as our team here.
Well, since we're talking about Tucker Pullman and the injury, what was your take on the weekend, the physical nature of that, and some of the stuff that any UND fan would see that as a rather, you know, sort of a cheap shot artist kind of game, but those are my words, not yours, but I'm paraphrasing kind of what people are saying. But what was your sense of what happened there? Was it across the line?
Well, you know what, here's the deal, Scott. I think the first thing is we always take the high road here at North Dakota, is, you know, and we're concerned on the way we play. All I know is we play the right way. And that was a contested battle. It was heated. It was two rivals going at it, a lot on the line. You know, I was infuriated over the last 48 hours, and I've gotten past that because we have to channel our energy into Boston University on Friday night here. So, the biggest thing for us is we grew stronger after that. Okay. Now, we didn't come on the right side of the outcome of the game score wise, but in every other category, we did a very good job of. And again, our group became stronger. That I think it only made us hungrier, knowing that if we ever have a chance again, which we will, that we'll make sure it's on the right side of it here. So, again, like I said, it was a pretty infuriating 48 hours, but we've moved past it. We have to get prepared for BU and channel our energy into that Friday afternoon.
Before I talk about the game this weekend and what you expect at Shields Arena in Fargo in the NCAA Regional, you mentioned earlier when we were talking about leadership and talent and kind of the differences in the team about culture. And I think if companies or families or in any organization wanted to try and get better about culture, they could study the University of North Dakota hockey program, because it's an extraordinary example of you know, having a culture and then using that to do incredible things. Talk a little bit about your philosophy on why that is so important and what is most important when it comes to culture for North Dakota hockey.
Well, I think we've had a strong culture here for years, and it goes back to, you know, Gino Gasparini, and I remember playing under him in the early '80s, and you know, when I first came here from Canada and just growing up, you know, I was a young boy coming here, and I turned into a man, but. The biggest thing for me is that he laid the blocks and the foundation down, and then through Dean Blaze and so on is nobody is bigger than the program. Like, we're very fortunate to have high, high-end talent here. Guys that want to play in the NHL, you look at the Taves and the Parises and different things. You know, we've had influential young men here, but the biggest thing that always resonates with our culture is nobody is bigger than the program, meaning that everybody is a key role on the team and nobody's better than anybody else perceptually. Now, you know, the other thing too is our work ethic. You know, we're a hardworking team. We call ourselves blue collar. We're very humble and respectful. And again, it goes back to the North Dakota mentality or the culture. And, you know, it goes back to, you know, obviously, you know, we moved past the Fighting Sioux nickname, but all the main tenets of being a Fighting Sioux is that it's being respectful. It's being humble. It's being hardworking. It's being team first mentality. And again, we have about 10 or 12 things that are on our wall in our locker room that we focus on every single day and we believe, and that's our culture. And it's given us success, and everybody buys in. And if you don't buy in, then you're not part of our culture. So it's pretty easy that it's black and white that, you know, that gives us success.
And, you know, every organization has some form of culture, but the way you celebrate it, recognize it, and use it to form, the leaders is pretty extraordinary. So it's certainly fun to watch. Boston University and UND have played a number of times over the years when you think about the legendary matchups and always at crunch time, and so you're going in there facing a talented team. Obviously, you know, what do they got? Four first round draft picks and plenty of talent. What do you expect in that matchup?
Well, you know, they're a young team. They're young like us, but you know, obviously they've had success, you know, this year because they played. You know, they're a skilled team that gets up and down the ice. They have a lot of offense. You know, you can't fall asleep against this team. You have to make sure that you're on your toes every shift and you can't give them any time and space. So again, you know, we're looking forward to the matchup. You know, we're playing well at this time. They're playing well at this time. And, again, like I said, it should make out for a great game on Saturday afternoon Friday afternoon at Shields Arena there. So again, like I said, we'll go through our work week and prepare each day, but we're not forgetting any step. We're going to make sure that we concentrate and focus on the job at hand and be ready for 2 o'clock on Friday.
And Shields Arena, again, you obviously had that experience 2 years ago, right? But now back at Shields Arena, it reminds me of the old Ralph of Ingolstadt Arena in a way, in that you got the crowd sort of on top of the ice in a smaller crowd, but a loud crowd in arena size-wise. It makes for a great atmosphere, doesn't it?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I know 2 years ago when we were there, fans standing on top of each other, loud. You know, it was very impactful, and I know it's nice to know that, you know, obviously our fans bought tickets a long, long time ago, hoping that we'd get there, and we did. And I'm so glad we're there because, like I said, our guys are looking forward to it too, and it should be a great environment. The city of Fargo does a great job at Shields Arena of hosting that, and hopefully we can have more and more of those down the line in Fargo.
Who do you think the UND fans will be cheering for in the Ohio State Bulldog game?
I don't know. I'm sure. You know, obviously it'll probably be Duluth, maybe a little bit. But we're only concerned with the one game, and that's the 2 o'clock game on Friday, and our fans will be there cheering for us.
I'm smelling kind of a redo of a Holy Cross Gopher game that UND a number of years ago. I don't know. I think there'll be a lot of UND fans in Ohio State, red and black after last weekend, but we shall see. It'll be interesting. And as always, you got one game you're concerned about, and that's the one against BU. And congratulations on a return to the tournament for a 15th year in a row. Pretty amazing. Good to talk to you,
buddy. Thanks, Scott. I really appreciate it. And you do a great job. You're a big supporter of our program. And again, I want to thank you for all you do.
It's easy to do when you love the UND hockey team, and I do. They're the best. All right, sir, take care. We'll talk to you
soon.
Take care.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Well, take a break. Come back with more. Man, it's going to be epic. Absolutely epic. You can't be there. Hear it on the air. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I don't watch my energy use just because it's good for the environment, or just because state rebates save me money, or just because I work for a power company.
Mom, I'm home!
I do it because my commitment is to her. To teach her how to save. To do good work. And above all else, to leave a place a little better than you found it. She's my reason. That's why I'm proud to work at Autotel Power Company.
How do you live your faith in an unfriendly world? Get some inspiration and a lot of laughs at the Family Policy Alliance Gala Monday, April 3rd in Bismarck or Tuesday, April 4th in Fargo. Former pro baseball players and TV personalities David and Jason Benham, authors of the new book Living Among Lions, will encourage you to transform the world through conviction and courage. Monday, April 3rd, 6:30 at the Ramcota Hotel or Tuesday, April 4th, 6:30 at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565 or online at familypolicyalliance.com/North Dakota.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayol for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Center, because they'd love to be your employer. And I mean that sincerely. This isn't just about finding people and, you know, getting people in particular positions. They literally want to be your employer. Want to have you work for them for a long, long time. And a story I like telling about this company is Polar Silver Center, where things are slowing down in the Bakken. They didn't fold up and leave town, and they very easily could have. They have silver centers all across North America. So they don't need to be here. They just go somewhere else where there's more work. They added a location because others were folding up. That's the kind of company you want to work for, because you know when things go up and things go down, they're in it for the long haul, right? And they pay up to $32 an hour. Great company, great benefits. Workloads backing up, so they want to get some more folks in there and go to work.
Williston and Kildare, Billings, Montana, trailer techs, tank welder, fabricators, testers. If you can do suspension jobs, brake jobs, electrical repairs, weld, fabricate, you're a certified tank inspector. You can make up to $32 an hour. Even a housing allowance in one of their locations. So they can, you know, what they end up doing is they pay you a little more if you're in one of the locations versus the other. Work it out that way. So call Adam, 701-495-0997. Okay? He'll tell you all about their benefits and their great opportunities. And if you know someone that is doing this line of work somewhere else and you want them home, give them this number. Tell them to call Adam. Great company. Polar Service Center, 701-495-0997. By the way, I just chatted with UND hockey coach Brad Berry. Mentioned the games Friday at 2, Saturday, once they win Friday, they have to win Friday, Saturday's game of, is it 4:30 pregame and 5 o'clock game, I think, Todd?
Yep.
7:10 a.m. on Friday and 5:50 on Saturday. So, I didn't mention that before, and I should have. So, all right. Somebody called back a little cranky, John, about a question that
sounds a little... I asked you how many barrels of Bakken crude are in that pipe every day. Not total crude, I know that. How many barrels of Bakken crude versus Canadian crude are going through that pipe? Answer the question.
All right. Well, now I understand the question a little better, and I thought you were talking about oil crude. Is there Canadian oil? I don't know the answer to it. Look, when I don't know, I'll tell you I don't know. But I don't believe there's Canadian crude on Dakota Access. You know, all the points are getting this from different well sites of the little network that I've seen before. I mean, I guess what would they do? Truck it down? I mean, there's not a pipeline from Canada. The pipeline starts in the Bakken. So I'm pretty sure it's all Bakken crude.
That was my understanding.
It's designed for the Bakken. Dakota Access, right? It's Dakota Access. Take that to the Illinois and to the refineries. So hopefully I've answered your question in an honest fashion. I will confirm that for you. Now, the Keystone XL pipeline, that was a different situation. That was basically a pipeline designed to take Canadian crude down to the Gulf and allow an on-ramp for Bakken crude, but different deal. But let's not be testy. I asked you. My goodness.
Right. And tuck in your shirt, for crying out loud.
If you don't get the answer you want, feel free to call back. I'm not, I'm not beyond
wipe that smile off your face. Collectory.
The story about our World War II hero buddy, Leo McElkey, that Eloise Ogden, the regional editor for the Minot Daily News, has in the paper today. So buy a Minot Daily News and read a story about a hero. His funeral's coming up on the 31st. I mentioned that when I heard the news last week. Another texter says, kick BU, then kill UMD. Oh, my. I don't know if the coach would go for that kind of language, but I hear you. Somebody else here says, OSU hockey, an inferior team from an inferior conference, Big Ten. Gophers dump a superior conference, WCHA, so they would not get beat by the likes of UMD, St. Cloud, Mankato. You're exactly right. Exactly right. Another very insightful listener who obviously listens closely said, hey, is Brad Berry related to Chuck Berry? That was the question my daughter asked when she heard it, when I said, Chuck Berry died. Oh, is he related to Brad Berry? I should have told Brad that story. He's more famous in her eyes than Chuck Berry. John and Minot, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, you guys. How goes it today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Awesome. I really appreciate the opportunity to visit, with you guys, and you guys do an awesome job. You take it like a champ, you know, when guys call up and we have these issues that we want to, voice a little bit of aggravation with. Scott, recently, due to my age, I had to do a sleep test and was diagnosed with severe apnea, and the solution was a CPAP machine, which which solved the problem. But unfortunately, I've been in business, retired businessman for about 40 years.
Hey, John, I hate to do this to you, but we're going to have to break up the story. So hang on. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center service those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.